just to be alone and pray with God. But then she had a child. And she held the child close. And she was praying, and she had a wonderful feeling that she was one with God and the child too. It's like all one. You hold the child and you're praying to your Father about everything, but you can't begin to think of excluding the child at first. And even beyond, one mother told me, oh, I still feel that way. And she has 5 children growing up. She still feels one with them. I wonder, I don't know if you could catch the scripture there, but Jesus has called us to be one with him. In fact, that's what he was praying to the Father in those verses. You know, right before he was going to be crucified, he cared that we knew we could be one with each other. That's a challenge. Always a challenge. Your whole life it's a challenge. Don't think it's over if you get it while you're here and for 4 years or 3. But it's a beautiful thing to be one with God also. Now, how do you become one with God? In the Father, in him. Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in Jesus, and then Jesus calls us to be one with him. I wonder, this is a little hard if you don't know what God is like. What is God like? Maybe he's like the fathers on our campus. Have you noticed the fathers on our campus with the children? Right? Did you notice them? Have your eyes been closed? I think you've seen them, right? The children playing and the fathers are with them, holding them on their shoulders, playing, carrying them around. Yeah. Fathers are gentle too. And I remember the verse that tells me that, and I never forget that verse. I don't know why. It's just stuck in my head from Thessalonians when Paul said to them that we, meaning some of the apostles, were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her children. And yet we can see fathers are also gentle. So when you want to be one with God, what is he like? Is he gentle and kind and loving? I think so. He said, "Let the little children come to me." He wanted them to come. He wanted them to be with him. I know you're kind of thinking, goodness sake, what does that have to do with a mother holding a baby and feeling one with the baby and one with God? I think because God has given us a picture. He wanted us to know what he was like so we could trust him and know, oh, he lets the little children come to him. So he's gentle and loving and kind. What about also, is he strong? Is he able to carry the troubles I have? Is he able to hold me and save me when things are going wrong or when I don't know my way? Is he strong and gentle? I wonder today if you can think about it. How do you see God? We know that Philip said, Father, Jesus, show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us. And Jesus said, but haven't you seen that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? Oh, yeah, I guess you've been trying to say that and I didn't get it. How many times is something in our head, you guys have gotten all the way here to seminary. You know these things. God is gentle and loving, and God is powerful and strong. He put the universe in space. He made the mountains. He can do anything. So we know these things in our head, but I wonder, has it sank down into our hearts? When I was with Lynn and we were going to seminary, now we weren't real young. We were in our 30s. Oh, some of you are in your 30s, aren't you? Yeah, but we're young. If you're in your 30s, you're still young. I mean, to me now, it seems really young. And so we went to seminary, at Asbury in the United States, and it was great. I took a couple classes, but Lynn was the one going, kind of a mid-career change. Maybe that's the truth for some of you. And yet I had a really deep weakness, and it was really kind of terrible. It would come when I didn't want it to, and it was actually an anger issue that would get out of control. I didn't think I could stop it. I felt powerless. I read books. I prayed. I did everything I could. And there was a man there who was a pastor and sort of the counselor there at the seminary. And I went to him, and he talked to me about my relationship with my father, which I had already been thinking about. You know, my dad, I loved my dad. I loved him, I adored him. He was, however, an alcoholic. And sometimes in that kind of situation, you know, he's not there for you when you need him. And anyways, Dr. Siemens talked to me and he said, okay, you know what, I want us to pray. And so this is what he did. We had already talked and I had read some things I kind of knew where this was going, and he said, you know, I'm going to usher you into the presence of God. I thought he was going to pray over me and heal me, and boom, you know, didn't go like that. So I was ushered into the presence of God the Father. And this is what Dr. Siemens said. He said, Father, you know, there's a little girl here, and she needs to talk to you. So she's going to climb up into your lap and talk to you. She has something she wants to talk to you about. So I climbed up into his lap. It was like it was real. And I began to talk to him a little bit about my stuff. And then I looked up and I said, oh, you don't look anything like my daddy. Where did that come from? I didn't know that inside I'd been affected by the fact that I was sort of placing on God the image of my own parents. And so I thought, yeah, he's loving and good, and I knew that, and I kept on living in that world of being loved, but there was no power behind that. He couldn't help me face things in school. He couldn't help me when he's passed out on the floor. He couldn't help me with anything. He loved me, but he had no power in the love. But at that moment, the most amazing thing began to happen. I asked God to please forgive me for the anger I had that I kind of subdued toward my dad. And then I was able to forgive him. My goodness, he's just an earthly father. He's a person. He's like me. He's going to fall down. He's not going to be good enough. But God isn't him. God is all powerful. God could hold me with his love. He would receive me with his love. And he would walk with me with his power, his powerful love. It's like his holiness is not like a separate attribute. Here's an attribute of God, love. Here's holiness. Here is power. It's all God. And all the time I had it all. I went out that day. It was April, but there was snow on the ground. Never supposed to be snow in April, but there was. And it was Kentucky even. And I saw little birds hopping on the snow on the top. On the top, you know, they didn't sink down in. How many have seen snow? Everybody seen snow? No, some of you have not seen snow. I wish I could bring some for you. But anyways, these little birds were hopping on top of the snow. I felt like that. I felt light, light as a little bird, and free. But I wasn't free to go back and do anything I wanted. All I wanted was to be with him, to be one with my Father. And something else I began to know. Some things happened later in life, you know. But as you go, I began to realize that God was in me to stay, and that I could see him as he was all the time and be one with him. And the reason was because he fully accepted me, and he fully loved me, and he had the power to keep me. How many times do we fall down? I don't know. Some of you look like saints out here, and I doubt that you fall hardly ever as a spiritual walk with Jesus. I've fallen down many times. So those of you who are like that, you can relate. Some are more perfect. When we were first married, I thought, this isn't fair, God. Lynn is holy, and I am not. I can't do it. I tried. But then I began to see it was a temperament difference, you know. I'm sorry, you are pretty holy, but it's a temperament difference. And God had in mind for me to know his power, but I had to let that love sink down in. And I had to know that back when I was first saved, when I was 9 years old, and gave my heart to him, he saw me, and he knew me, and his spirit was in me, making me a new person. And he was my father then. But you know, sometimes in life, we can't get it all at once. So down the way, starts to come. And then I got it. I have a new nature. I can love my earthly father. That's what he is, my earthly father. I adore him. I still do. I forgave him. It's good. He became a Christian, and he loves the Lord. And now he's in heaven with Jesus. But I put too much on that man, or my mother as well. And it was all about my father is mine. I really belong to him. I don't belong on this earth. It's a new nature now. It's a new life. And that's what happens when you come to seminary. You get a lot of head knowledge, and then as you walk amongst a lot of others in Christ who are different than you, and you might have a little tension here and there, and you learn to become one, and then the message that you're learning sinks into your heart. And then you know him, and then you keep on walking, and you keep on wanting to be one with him. So the secret of being one with God the Father is becoming like a child. And that was when I looked back on it, I realized, oh, holding the baby in her arms, the mother is all, it's all about the mother. She's holding the baby. The baby doesn't do anything. The baby doesn't do anything to deserve all that love. Nothing, just there. And then when the children grow, then God the Father holds them in his arms. And he carries them, and he knows that they can make it. When our son was young, he liked to do dangerous things. How many boys out here like doing dangerous things? I know some of you do. I've heard your stories. So he would climb up trees and rocks and anything he could. But one time he wanted to get up on top of the garage, and it was kind of low. It's not as low as, not as high as the house. And he wanted to jump into his daddy's arms. And I don't know who thought of this first. I don't know if he thought of it or our son. But one of them, and he's saying, okay. And you know, it's scary to take the leap, jump down into his arms. So you have to believe he loves you, and he's not going to drop you. And you have to believe he's strong, and he's not going to drop you. And so our son jumped down, and of course his daddy caught him. And wouldn't you know it, he wanted to do it again. And he's saying, just like Mark Lowe had his daughter saying on the screen the other day, last week, do it again, Daddy. Do it again. Are you ready to take a leap of faith and trust God that he really loves you? You, just like you are. And that he is strong enough to carry you. or to move you past the place you're stuck in your life right now? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for each student that's here and each faculty and others among us. We need you today. We need to know that you really love us, even though we have fallen down, even though we're not making it, even though we're who we are, kind of like nobody. Somehow you found us, and you really do love us. And then, Lord, as we walk with you, we need to know that you have the power to do what you say, to keep your promises. And so we yield everything to you and ask that today you will meet with us and we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name.
Let us all sing this song that Jesus loves the little children.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Let's sing it once again. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the
on up. This is a real privilege. Oh, you can be seated. This is a real privilege today to be able to dedicate this baby. Sherry, why don't you come over here to help a little bit? Before this precious little baby was born, Tour and Achi said, this is a campus baby, and could we have a dedication in the chapel service? And we said, sure, that sounds good. We've already heard the scripture. People brought little children to Jesus to place his hands on them and to bless them, but the disciples rebuked the parents and the children. Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Don't hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to little ones just like this. So in presenting Erafi to the Lord today, Tur and Achi are saying, we want her to grow up in the knowledge of the Lord. We want to raise her in the Christian faith. Our desire is that she will come to know the Lord early, to follow his will forever, and to be with him in eternity. Turinachi, in order to see that she's raised in accordance to Christian teachings and scripture, it will be your duty as parents to teach her fear of the Lord, to watch over her education, that she wouldn't be led astray during her youthful years, that she would come to know the Holy Scriptures, and that you would lead, she's smiling at me already, and that you would lead her to the sanctuary of worship and believers. You would restrain her from evil friends and associates and evil habits. And as much as is in you, the power within you through the Spirit, to bring her up in the admonition and knowledge of the Lord. Will you try to do this by the help of the Lord? If so, say, I will. Did you hear that?
We will.
And I want to turn to you as the congregation as well, because this child is, she's a campus baby. She's a campus baby. So I ask you, as the congregation, the campus of APNTS, will you commit yourself as the body of Christ to support and encourage Achi and Tour as they endeavor to fulfill their responsibilities to this child and to assist her by nurturing her growth in spiritual maturity? If so, will you say, I will? Yeah. So now you know who to go to if you need babysitters or anything. Those I wills out there. Would you hold this up? You hold on to it. Just come close. Come right up. Mm-hmm. I hope she doesn't mind this. Rafi and Atur, we bring you now to the Lord, and we dedicate you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We want to pray for you. Let's see if she'll do this. Let's see if she'll do this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let her see. Yeah.
I've been practicing, and she usually cries. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bring this special child to you today. And Lord, may your grace be sufficient to her whole life. Lord, protect her from the challenges of her youth. Lord, I pray that early on in her life, she would come to know you as Savior, as Lord. And Lord, that she would grow in maturity in her spirit and in her physical body. Lord, that she would be seen as a true servant, a true Christian, a true child of God in the eyes of others and in your eyes. Lord, we pray also for her parents today and ask, Lord, that they would experience every grace that you have to give them as they nurture her, lead her, teach her, Father. Be close to them as they raise Rafi. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.